Joining me inside the barn right now is Dr. Nancy M. Porter, Ph.D. She's a financial resource management specialist with Carter State University Extension. And Dr. Porter, welcome inside the barn.
Thank you.
Before we get into today's topic, which we're going to be talking about how to put yourself financially back together after a disaster like the ones we're experiencing here in Colorado with the wildfires, last count, 9 or 11 across the state. So it's affecting a lot of folks, and especially with the homes that have been destroyed and the buildings and businesses, and trying to put your life back together financially. That's what we're going to talk about. Before we get into that, I want to find a little bit more out about Nancy Porter herself. Where are you native from? Where'd you go to high school, college, and what led you to CSU and the work you do?
Well, I grew up on a small farm in Pennsylvania and have a bachelor's and a master's degree in home economics education, and then I went to Virginia Tech and did my PhD in family resource management. After there, I went to Clemson University in South Carolina for 20 years, where we didn't have wildfires, but we had hurricanes, and a disaster is a disaster. I retired from Clemson in December of 2010 and came to CSU in a very similar position. So this is my very first wildfire experience.
Well, we're very happy that you made your selection to come to Colorado State University and be here in Colorado and help folks that are going through these natural disasters that are taking place right now. Well, as a financial resource management extension specialist, Nancy, what suggestions do you have for victims of the wildfires here in the state of Colorado and any other natural disasters?
Well, most of my work to date has been helping people prepare before a disaster hits, and I'm finding that it's really harder to help victims of the High Park Fire who weren't adequately prepared. They're learning that they have to live with decisions they made and find a way to recover from these financial losses. But for most people, I'd say if they have insurance, talk to their insurance agent absolutely as soon as possible and find out what documentation they need to have for filing a claim. My best advice is to document. I'm finding that a lot of people are getting back to their site and friends and family are helping them clean up. But before you start throwing things away, make sure you take pictures of all the damage and create a detailed inventory if you don't already have one. Again, being prepared, we're finding that people are much better off if they were prepared. But if you can go back and recreate a household inventory, I'm telling people not to forget to add items that they've recently purchased that maybe isn't on a previous inventory, and to include those seasonal items that they might have stored away out of sight, sometimes out of sight, out of mind, but to make sure that you don't throw away receipts and papers that you may need just in a hurry to clean up all of the mess.
Now, once again, this is almost like a puzzle, and you've got a great website out there about how to put your financial recovery puzzle together, because a natural disaster can strike anywhere at any time. Tell us about the 9 steps that are on the Recovery After Disaster, the Family Financial Toolkit that you have available online.
The main CSU Extension website for fire resources is www.ext.colostate.edu/fire. That's the main website for all of the fire-related resources. And there's a variety of excellent resources there to help people on a variety of topics that they need to know about after they've had a fire at their property. And the one resource, as you said, that I'm most familiar with is the Recovery After Disaster Family Financial Toolkit. And there are 9 units, and it's 180 pages. I'm just finding that that's too overwhelming for people to just look at that huge notebook of material. So Unit 3 really provides some great templates to document who you talk to, when you talk to them, a brief explanation of what they told you, and then one on filling out contact information so you can get back in touch with them, and then one to sort of help you document losses. But people are so overwhelmed right now, and they're under such great stress, it's hard to remember who you talked to and when and what they said. So those handouts and worksheets are just really helpful to people. And then Unit 4 is a unit on where do I start, and it gives you a list of things you can follow when you first return to your site. A lot of the later units really help people later on in the process, and so I'm trying not to overwhelm them with the whole thing, but looking mostly at Unit 3 and Unit 4 and some of those documents that are helpful in the very beginning. Other units really talk one on to homeowners of how to find another place to live, and one for renters of because they have sort of a unique situation in being a renter, and hopefully they had renter's insurance. But Later units help people recover financially from these losses. For example, making sure they continue to pay their bills on time or to contact their mortgage company and other creditors immediately. Now, missing just one payment can really hurt your credit score, and it can take a long time to bring your score back up. And if your score goes down, it's likely to cost you more to borrow money at a time when you may really need to take out a loan. So those are some really critical pieces of information. Everyone's insurance coverage is different. So if they have insurance, many people weren't familiar with their coverage and their exclusions, which are very important to know in your policy. And some people didn't update their policies to meet current increased building costs. And some paid off their mortgage and didn't continue to carry insurance. So those are everyone's situation, I'm finding, is very different. And so we have to sort of look at it on a case-by-case basis and help them.
Once again, I'm visiting with Dr. Nancy Porter, Ph.D., and the Financial Resource Management Specialist with Carr State University Extension. Now, what have you learned while staffing the CSU Extension table at the Disaster Recovery Center for victims of the High Park wildfire, for instance?
Well, I think overall I've learned that I'm cautioning people to really think seriously before discontinuing insurance coverage on their home. You can be self-insuring, but you have to make sure that you have the financial resources to replace everything that's lost. I'm trying to emphasize to people to make sure that you have an emergency fund that'll cover the deductible on your policy, but also to cover this out-of-pocket cash cost for evacuation and living outside of your home for what is turning into be a long period of time. I'm really trying to tell people to review your policies. Now, it may be too late for the people who are facing this disaster in the face, but to review your policies regularly to make sure your coverage is appropriate, especially if you've completed renovations that add value to your home and will be costly to replace. I think it's, again, the proactive approach is to have a list of items to take in case of an evacuation if you have the time to gather them. I'm finding that a lot of people had very differing amounts of time, from a very few minutes to hours, to be able to put things together. One person told me about her evacuation plan where she divided her list into different levels depending on how much time she had to gather items before she had to evacuate, and I think that's really sound advice to do. It can be really time-consuming to replace important documents, but not impossible. And I have a list of how to replace those documents, everything from your driver's license, vehicle titles, deeds, marriage and divorce papers, even back to prior year's income tax returns. That's one thing I'm finding that a lot of people didn't have in their emergency kit, and they may need that when they go to file their income taxes in the future. So you can get copies of your previous income tax returns as well. And I have a list of how to replace those documents if necessary. So if people will email me at nancy.porter@colostate.edu, I'll send them a copy.
Are there any other lessons that can be learned from this wildfire, Dr. Porter?
Well, I think that the CSU Extension website has a lot of great resources to help people. As I said, this is sort of a step-by-step process. I'm meeting with people that, you know, have that deer in the headlight look. They may not even know if they've lost their property. They may not be allowed back on their site for 2 to 4 weeks. So everyone's situation is different. We have a lot of great resources for the immediate needs and for future needs when you look at trying to reforest your property or plant grasses on your property. So Extension has a lot of great resources, and as the days go on, if people have questions that they haven't thought about so far, call their local Extension office. We can help them.
My guest once again today has been Dr. Nancy Porter. She is the Financial Resource Management Specialist with Colorado State University Extension. Her email address once again is nancy.porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, @colostate.edu. And for more information, you can also check out www.ext.colostate.edu/fire. You'll also find links to the websites discussed within today's interview, and also a link to download the entire Recovery After Disaster, the Family Financial Toolkit as well. And before I let you go, Dr. Porter, anything else you wanted to mention we might have missed?
This is just an overwhelming time for people, and as I look across the whole state and the number of wildfires, it's just enormous. And so we want to help people as much as we can in the immediate need and in their future needs.
Dr. Porter, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to visiting with you down the road.
Thank you.
Today's interview being brought to you courtesy of Colorado State University and the College of Agricultural Sciences. For more information, log on to agsci.colostate.edu. And for more information about Colorado State University, log on to their website at colostate.edu.